Physical Models in Remote Sensing. Chapter 02, Part 02, Extinction Coefficient. Lecture Narration Script. Slide 1, Title Slide, Extinction Coefficient. Slide 1. Welcome to Chapter 2, Part 2, of Physical Models in Remote Sensing. This lecture focuses on the extinction coefficient. Today we will derive and examine the extinction coefficient, a fundamental quantity in radiative transfer through vegetation canopies. The topics we will cover include the assumptions underlying the turbid media model, the formal definition of the extinction coefficient, a conceptualization of photon-leaf interaction in an elementary canopy volume, a step-by-step derivation leading to the factored form involving leaf area density and the g-function, a discussion of the switch from summing over individual leaf elements to summing over solid angle bins, the normalization of the g-function, the properties of the g-function and the extinction coefficient, the limitations of the approach, explicit analytical forms of the g-function for classical leaf orientation distributions, and the adaptation of the g-function for coniferous canopies. This slide displays the table of contents for today's lecture, listing each of these topics as we will address them in sequence. Let us begin. Slide 2, Assumptions. Slide 2. Assumptions. We discussed the complexity and dynamics of vegetation canopy structure previously. On the left side of this slide, you see a simulated LiDAR scan of a temperate forest, a three-dimensional point cloud that captures the extraordinary complexity and heterogeneity of a real canopy. On the right, you see our idealization, a box filled with small, flat, green elements floating in space above a soil surface. This is the turbid medium abstraction. Therefore, we resort to a simple abstraction of canopy structure as a turbid medium or a green gas. The medium is assumed to be densely filled with small planar elements of negligible thickness. These elements are oriented in space as specified by a distribution function of their normals. A critical assumption is that the shadows of these small elements, that is, their projections on a plane perpendicular to any direction in the sphere, do not overlap. This no-overlap assumption is what allows us to simply add up the shadow areas of individual leaves, and it is the foundation of the entire derivation that follows. Slide 3. Definition of extinction coefficient. Slide 3. Definition of extinction coefficient. The extinction coefficient, also called the total interaction cross-section, is defined in terms of the probability that a photon while traveling a distance d11 in the medium will interact with the elements of the host medium. This probability is given by the product sigma of r vector and omega, times d11, where sigma of r vector and omega is the extinction coefficient, that is, the total interaction cross-section, with units of inverse meters. So sigma tells us, per unit distance traveled, how likely the photon is to be intercepted. A large sigma means the medium is optically dense and photons are quickly absorbed or scattered. A small sigma means the medium is relatively transparent. Notice that sigma depends on both position, because the canopy may be denser in some places than others, and on the direction of photon travel, because the projected area of the leaves depends on which direction the radiation is coming from. Slide 4, Conceptualization. Slide 4. Conceptualization. This slide presents a diagram that helps us build a physical picture of photon-leaf interaction inside the canopy. Consider an elementary volume delta V equal to dS times d11 at location r vector in the medium. This small cylinder has cross-sectional area dS and depth d11 along the direction of photon travel omega. Inside this volume, there is a sufficient number of small planar leaf elements of negligible thickness. A beam of photons enters from the top, traveling in direction omega, as shown by the yellow arrows in the diagram. Some of these photons will collide with the green leaf elements inside the cylinder, the rest will pass through. The probability that photons comprising the incident beam will collide with leaf elements in this volume is equal to the ratio of the total shadow area of leaves on a plane perpendicular to the direction of photon travel omega, divided by the cross-sectional area ds. At the bottom of the diagram you can see the shadow pattern, the reddish-orange shapes on the ground plane, representing the projections of the leaf elements onto the plane perpendicular to omega. Slide 5, Derivation. Slide 5. Derivation. Now let us write this down mathematically. The probability of interaction, sigma times d11, equals the total shadow area on a plane perpendicular to omega divided by ds. We can break the total shadow area into contributions from each individual leaf. The shadow of leaf 1 plus the shadow of leaf 2, and so on, up to the shadow of leaf n, all divided by ds. The shadow area of each leaf element is the product of its actual area s sub I and the absolute value of the dot product of its normal omega sub li with the direction of photon travel omega. This absolute value of the dot product is the projection factor. It tells us what fraction of the leaf's area is visible when viewed from direction omega. So we can write the sum as S sub 1 times the absolute value of omega sub L1 dot omega, plus S sub 2 times the absolute value of omega sub L2 dot omega, and so on up to S sub n times the absolute value of omega sub Ln dot omega, all divided by ds. Where S sub I is the area of a leaf element of orientation omega sub Li. An important point, the reason we can simply add up the individual shadow areas is our assumption that the shadows of individual elements do not overlap. If they did overlap, we would be double counting, and the simple summation would overestimate the true shadow area. Slide 6, The Switch. Slide 6. The switch. This slide presents a side-by-side comparison of two equivalent ways to compute the extinction cross-section sigma of a vegetation canopy modeled as a turbid medium. The left panel shows the direct approach, sum over n leaf elements. Each of the n leaf elements, with areas S sub 1, S sub 2, up to S sub n, in the elementary volume is individually projected onto a plane perpendicular to the photon travel direction omega, and their shadow areas are summed term by term. The projection of leaf I with normal omega sub Li contributes S sub I times the absolute value of omega sub Li dot omega to the total shadow. The formula at the bottom left shows sigma times d11 equals the sum from I equals 1 to n of S sub I times the absolute value of omega sub Li dot omega, divided by ds. This approach is exact but impractical when n is large. The right panel shows the efficient alternative, sum over m solid Engelbins. Instead of enumerating leaves one by one, the upper hemisphere of leaf normal directions is partitioned into m solid Engelbins, each collecting all leaves whose normals fall within that bin. The fractional area of leaves in bin omega sub Li is expressed through the leaf angle probability density g sub L of omega sub L, so the discrete sum over n leaves becomes a continuous integral over the hemisphere. The formula at the bottom right shows sigma times d11 equals S sub O over ds, times 1 over 2 pi, times the integral of g sub L of omega sub L, times the absolute value of omega sub L dot omega, d omega sub L. The key idea, highlighted in the center of the slide, is this: instead of counting n individual leaves, group them into m bins by orientation. Replace each leaf area S sub I with the probability density function G sub L. As M becomes large, the discrete sum passes to a continuous integral. This switch is what makes the derivation tractable and leads us to the G function formulation. Slide 7, Derivation, Continued. Slide 7. Derivation, Continued. Counting over the number of planar elements is tedious and inefficient as n can be very large. It is convenient to count over a certain number of fixed solid angles in a hemisphere, M, which contain all the normals of these n elements. By definition, the ratio of the area of all leaf elements S sub I of orientation omega sub Li to the total leaf area S sub O in the elementary volume is equivalent to the probability of leaf elements of orientation omega sub Li. This probability is expressed as S sub I of omega sub Li divided by S sub O, which equals 1 over 2 pi, times G sub L of R vector and omega sub Li, times D omega sub Li. Rearranging, we find that S sub I of omega sub Li equals S sub O over 2 pi, times G sub L, times D omega sub Li. In the above, G sub L is the probability density function, the PDF, of leaf normal orientation. It describes how the leaf normals are distributed across the hemisphere. By introducing G sub L, we shift from counting individual leaves to working with a continuous distribution function, which is far more tractable mathematically. Slide 8, Derivation, Continued. Slide 8. Derivation, Continued. With S sub I of omega sub Li equal to S sub O over 2 pi times G sub L times D omega sub Li, the probability of interaction becomes a sum over all M orientation classes. Each term is S sub O over DS, times 1 over 2 pi, times G sub L evaluated at that orientation, times the absolute value of the dot product omega sub L dot omega, times D omega sub Li. As M becomes large and the solid angle increments become small, the sum passes to an integral. The probability of interaction becomes S sub O over DS, times 1 over 2 pi, times the integral from 0 to 2 pi of G sub L of R vector and omega sub L, times the absolute value of omega sub L dot omega, D omega sub L. Thus we arrive at the key result, highlighted in the blue box on this slide. The extinction coefficient sigma of R vector and omega equals U sub L of R vector and omega, times G of R vector and omega. Here, U sub L is the leaf area density, that is S sub O divided by DS times D11, with units of inverse meters. And G, the G function, is the dimensionless projection of unit leaf area in the volume onto a plane perpendicular to the direction of photon travel omega. This factorization is important. It cleanly separates the amount of leaf material, U sub L, from the geometric arrangement of that material, G. Slide 9, G function normalization. Slide 9. G function normalization. The G function, also called the geometry factor, was first introduced by an Estonian physicist, Juhan Ross, in his classical book titled The Radiation Regime and Architecture of Plant Stands, published in 1981. It is defined as the projection of unit leaf area at R vector onto a plane perpendicular to the direction of photon travel omega. The formula, shown in the first blue box on this slide, is G of R vector and omega equals 1 over 2 pi, times the integral from 0 to 2 pi of D omega sub L, times G sub L of R vector and omega sub L, times the absolute value of omega sub L dot omega. The G function satisfies the important normalization condition, shown in the second blue box, 1 over 2 pi, times the integral from 0 to 2 pi of D omega, G of R vector and omega, equals 1/2. This states that the average projected area is 1/2 the total of one-sided leaf area in the elementary volume. This is a beautiful result. No matter how the leaves are oriented, whether they are horizontal, vertical, or anything in between, when you average the projection over all directions, you always get exactly 1/2. We proved this normalization condition rigorously in Appendix B. Slide 10, G function and extinction coefficient properties. Slide 10. g-function and extinction coefficient properties. The g-function g of r-vector and omega, and hence the extinction function sigma of r-vector and omega, exhibit certain novel properties. First, they depend explicitly on the direction of photon travel omega, with the exception when g sub l of r-vector and omega sub l equals 1, that is, when the leaf normal distribution is uniform. Second, they are independent of photon frequency, that is, of wavelength, because leaves and other organs in a vegetation canopy are much larger than the wavelengths of solar radiation. Third, thus only the canopy structure determines the extinction of radiation in vegetation canopies. Radiative transfer in vegetation canopies is therefore unlike standard radiative transfer in most media, for example atmospheres, water bodies, snowpacks, and so on, where the extinction coefficient is direction independent and wavelength dependent. In vegetation, it is the other way around, direction dependent but wavelength independent. Fourth, therefore, standard methods of solving the radiative transfer equations developed in astrophysics and atmospheric physics cannot be applied to general cases of radiative transfer in vegetation media. There is also a practical note at the bottom of this slide. The extinction coefficient sigma can be estimated from transmission measurements made below the vegetation canopy at wavelengths where leaves strongly absorb the incident radiation. The measurements can be inverted to solve for the leaf area density distribution U sub L and the leaf normal orientation distribution function G sub L. Slide 11. Limitations. Slide 11. Limitations. The derivation of the extinction function sigma of r vector and omega described here has some contradictions. It is assumed that the elementary volume contains a sufficient number of planar elements such that structural attributes like the leaf area density distribution and leaf normal orientation distribution can be realized as continuous and differentiable functions. This requires many, many leaves in the volume. Yet it is assumed at the same time that shadows cast by the planar elements with respect to any direction of projection do not overlap. If you pack enough leaves into a volume to justify a continuous distribution, it becomes increasingly unlikely that their shadows would not overlap. In reality, there is considerable mutual shading between leaves in a canopy, and shadows do overlap. While our formulation allows a probabilistic description, it does not capture an obvious fact in reality, that leaves have finite dimensions, so do shadows, and that they overlap. As we shall see later, the size dimension of leaves leads to an interesting correlation in photon mean free paths between directions close to one another, and a brightening of reflectance about the retrosolar direction, called the hot spot. Our current approach does not include this correlation, and thus the hot spot effect is not represented. Slide 12. Analytical forms of the G function. Slide 12. Analytical forms of the G function. Explicit analytical forms can be found for the various leaf normal orientation distribution functions. These are given in the table at the top of this slide. The table shows, for each classical distribution type, uniform, planophile, erectophile, plagiophile, and extremophile, the corresponding probability density function G sub L, the G function, and some related quantities. On the lower right of the slide, you see a plot of the G function as a function of beam zenith angle theta for each of these distributions. The planophile distribution, shown in red, has a G function that starts high, near 0.8, when the beam comes from directly overhead, and decreases as the beam becomes more horizontal. This makes sense. Planophile canopies have predominantly horizontal leaves, which present their maximum projected area to a vertical beam. The erectophile and extremophile distributions behave in the opposite way. G is low for near vertical beams and increases toward horizontal beams, because predominantly vertical leaves project very little area when viewed from above, but much more when viewed from the side. The plagiophile distribution falls in between. The uniform distribution gives a G function that is constant at 0.5 for all directions, and the spherical distribution is very close to 0.5 everywhere but not exactly constant. For your final report, you are asked to reproduce this figure by computing the G function from the analytical formulas given in the table. You can ignore the uniform and constant cases. Slide 13, G function in coniferous canopies. Slide 13. G function in coniferous canopies. In this final slide, we consider how the G function framework must be adapted for coniferous canopies. Individual needles are small, cylindrical, and densely packed along shoots. Mutual shading of needles within a shoot means that the effective projection area of the shoot is substantially less than the sum of the individual needle projections. The central quantity in the shoot-level formulation is the silhouette to total needle area ratio, abbreviated star. For a given shoot viewed from a direction omega, star is defined as S of omega divided by a sub T, where S of omega is the silhouette area of the shoot as seen from direction omega, and a sub T is the total, or hemisurface, that is half the total surface area of all needles on the shoot. The spherically averaged star, obtained by averaging star of omega over all directions uniformly, represents the mean star with respect to a spherical shoot orientation. For a single convex body, such as an isolated cylindrical needle, the mean projection averaged over all directions equals exactly 1/4 of the total surface area. Thus, for a shoot with no within-shoot shading, the mean star equals 0.25. Any reduction below 0.25 is attributable to mutual shading of needles within the shoot. Measurements show that the mean star varied between 0.09 and 0.21, with a mean of 0.14. Star can be approximated as 0.16 for a wide range of shoot structures. This concludes our lecture on the extinction coefficient. We have derived the extinction coefficient from first principles, shown how it factors into a leaf area density term and a geometry function, introduced the switch from summing over individual leaves to integrating over solid angle bins, examined the properties and limitations of this formulation, reviewed the analytical forms of the G function for classical leaf angle distributions, and discussed how the framework is adapted for coniferous canopies using the star parameter.